back, everyone. We are live. We took a short recess, but it is 2 o'clock now. You are listening to the September 7th and 8th, 2023 GFMP Commission meeting. We're coming to you from Watertown today. It's time for our public hearing. It is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain. And I know our staff attorney, John Kotelnik, usually handles this part, so the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. This portion of the meeting is reserved for those who wish to comment on finalizations of rules that are going to be considered by this commission today and then going into tomorrow. With that said, I do not have anyone currently signed up to make public comments regarding the finalizations, but I will go through the list just to confirm that no one is either in the room or online that wishes to give testimony in regards to the finalizations. Item 15A, is there anyone in the room or online that wishes to give public comments related to item 15A finalization? Hearing none, moving on to item 15B. Is there anyone in the room or online that wishes to give comment on finalization of 15B? Hearing none, moving on to 15C. Is there anyone in the room or online that wishes to give comment in regards to finalization of item 15C?
Excuse me, how do we know what the item is?
Yes, sir, I'll back up. Thank you for the clarification. Item 15A is general provisions regarding fisheries finalizations. Is there anyone in the room or online that wishes to give comment on?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Please state your name and where you're calling
from. Yes, on the fisheries, I do have some comments.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Say again?
Go ahead, sir. Please state your name and where you're from.
Kennedale, Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay. Just as a reminder for those giving comment, please limit your testimony to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir. Sir, can you hear us?
Are you waiting on me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go ahead. Please let the commission know what your comments are regarding any of the finalizations for fish.
Okay, so I'm ready to give them now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I want to say good afternoon to the Madam Chair and Secretary Roblin, commissioners and staff. This has to do with the spearing of rainbow trout. I mailed my comments. Comments to each commissioner. I hope they received them. I hope they read them. So I want to talk about some staff proposals. In particular, we want to talk about standards of conduct, code of ethics, and conflict of interest. It says the commissioner is required by law to identify any conflict of interest. It may be necessary to apply the same standards to other government employees. As commissioners rely on staff for input and recommendations for each proposal, it's assumed it's unbiased and accurate information. And as with any proposal, you can make a case to support it or deny it. And this is where the ethical dilemma becomes a gray area. It challenges your integrity, your honesty, and searches your conscience to see, where am I at on this? Am I proposing this rule change for my personal benefit or for the public's best interest? As commissioners, you trust the information you receive and the recommendations you receive are in the best interest of all parties. In this proposal, I believe it is not, nor is it in the Game Fish and Parks Department's best interest. Whether this proposal was submitted in the best of intention, there is really no way of knowing, but the public will see it differently. My comment is not to make the Game Fish and Parks or the submitter to look bad. The fisheries employees are good, hardworking employees that take their jobs very seriously. And I personally know that. I just think the department values and standards may have been overlooked. Chalk it up to youth enthusiasm. Let your conscience be your guide, and it may have been the wrong guide. Finally, I'd like to emphasize this proposal is more about spearing rainbow trout and pack towing. Reality is no scuba diver archers are going to drive by pack tow square water and large rainbows of spear trout elsewhere. They're going to be spearing at Pactola. Pactola has been over-speared for years and at one time had an excellent largemouth bass population, which for most part has been devastated. The fishery folks and hatchery folks have worked hard, conducted studies, and made changes to create an excellent trout fishery. This proposal was submitted based on the fact that it is a put-and-take fishery, so it really doesn't make any difference. It's referred to a put-and-take fishery because natural rainbow trout population is next to none. So what is stocked is all there is. And once it's harvested, it's gone. You no longer have a fishery. The goal of stocking trout is not the sole purpose to have them harvested, but to provide traditional year-round angling opportunities. Harvest is optional. As many trout anglers do everything they can to release their catch, using barbless hooks, artificial lures, in an effort to help sustain our trout fishery. Rainbow trout fishing is not a part-time fishery. It only happens when the stocking truck shows up. As demand is increasing, our hatches can only provide so many fish. To expect a quality fisher to exist, conservation should be the rule. Shoot and kill does not meet that goal. We spend a lot of time and money supporting our hatcheries to continue stocking the rainbow trout to provide a year-round fishery in our lakes and streams. The Black Hills are notorious for providing trout fishing opportunities. Sustainment should not be relied upon by the delivery of the stocking truck.
Could you please wrap up your testimony?
This decision to year and day is 180 degrees apart. I encourage you to defeat this proposal. Subject to your any questions, that concludes my comments.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to give testimony regarding item 15, we'll say C, fish limits, either online or in person? Hearing none, moving on to item 15D, modifications to the paddlefish season. Is there anyone online or in the room that wishes to give public comments to the commission? Moving on to item 15E, spearing. Is there anyone online or in the room that wishes to give additional comments besides those who've already spoken regarding the spearing finalization? Hearing none, moving on to item 15F, finalization of bait proposals. Is there anyone online or in the room that wishes to give testimony regarding item 15F, bait proposals? Hearing none, moving on to item 16, turkey and antelope draw finalization. Is there anyone in the room or online that wishes to give testimony regarding the finalization of item 16, turkey and antelope draw? Hearing none, I will do one final call. Is there anyone online or in the room that wishes to give any public comment regarding any of the finalizations the commission will take action on at this commission meeting? Hearing none, Madam Chair, that would conclude the public hearing portion of this meeting.
Very good. Thank you.